You know, I love wires. It's a very modern invention to have wires that are always crossed up and everything. Why isn't everything wireless yet? Kevin is struggling with his headphones.
I was fighting with my cord.
Excuse me?
It feels like you see those knots of necklaces.
Yeah.
It's a real puzzle to try and figure out how to get it.
And it's so annoying.
Yes.
You can't be yanking it because then you'll pull them to pieces.
Exactly.
Whatever, man. It's really a rough job.
It really is tough. Let's talk about today's show.
Alrighty.
Gibby 5.
It is. I wrote it down somewhere.
Doctor?
Oh, yeah. Songs with Doctor in the title. I lost my little list.
How do you forget if you just wrote it?
Who are you, Doctor? I don't know, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
Where are we? What year is this?
We have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Anaheim Ducks, which is Saturday night.
Yeah, that's going to be sometime between 5 and 6. Be ready with your hockey slang.
Weird kinks.
Excuse me?
Ooh, we're going to ask for yours.
Oh, dear.
Based on a People Are Dumb story.
No.
One American Dollar on the way. Sweet. And Who's Naked Now?
Who's Naked?
And the KLOS name game.
$1,400 now. That's decent. That's righteous bucks, man.
I love it.
Yeah.
It feels lame to go $100, but that's what we start with.
$100.
Congratulations. But it is. We have had 13 wrong answers, so
already.
Well done.
Yep.
It'll be $1,400 before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Who's naked now? I used to enjoy nude people, but lately... Who's
naked now? I love them.
Thanks to this feature.
You love them?
No.
Because it's an endless supply. I had to figure out if this was more Florida or more drunk. Because it's in Florida.
Okay.
I think it's more drunk.
Okay.
Drunk Florida man believed he had the right to... quote, sit naked in a trash can.
In a trash can?
In public.
You know, I believe he does. As an American citizen, he should be able to sit nude anywhere he pleases, especially in a trash can.
Is he using the Oscar the Grouch?
Yes, that was my favorite character on Sesame Street, if you can imagine. Yeah.
A 35-year-old Florida man was taken into custody over the weekend. He told police that he believed he was allowed to be drunk and disorderly and sit naked in a trash can on a public sidewalk.
That's a hell of a stance to take.
He was sitting inside the trash can, half naked. Listen, if it's your pants and you're a guy, you're naked.
Yeah, exactly.
Wearing a shirt is not half naked.
There's not a double feature.
So he was sitting inside the trash can half naked, refusing to let people use the trash can for its intended purpose.
Is this just like a regular pitch-in trash can on the side? Really? I'm assuming, you know, face up and legs up in the air?
Just waving people off.
The goalie is my trash can!
Defendant was, quote, drunk, smelled of alcohol, and was slurring his words and unsteady on his feet. Name is Wiley James Weeks. He was found Saturday night. He refused to identify himself when they asked who he is because he thought he was being illegally detained.
Well, you know, he's got a point.
Because what he's doing is legal.
Sure. Yeah. You know, show me in the law books exactly where it says that combination. Now, maybe some of them on their own, but when you put them in that combination.
Put the trash can with the nudity.
Never, ever did they put that down as a law you can't do.
I would say you're right.
I'm going to go do that.
Are
right
you a
now.
Lawyer?
Yeah.
All right. $1,400.
Yeah, man.
In the KLOS name game in a minute, but first. I
need man.
$1.
It's nice that you people listening might get yourself $1,400 very soon, but I might have $1 to
you
my
might
name.
Have $1.
How about them apples?
This is one of those websites where people go vote, so you're going to be mad?
Oh, so this is going to be a perfect representation of the true feelings of American
of
citizens.
Everyone,
sure.
Yes.
Okay.
The top 10 best TV shows of all time.
According to Joe Blow and his grandma in their basements.
And I will tell you, looking at the list, it is... 1990 plus.
Oh, really?
There's nothing on here that I see.
So right about the time I stopped watching television altogether.
In the 70s or 80s. There's just
no way.
None of them
Are
on
you
here.
Serious?
Yep.
I have no idea.
Top 10 best TV shows of all time.
Immediately, Breaking Bad leaps to mind. I mean, you know, if that's not on the list, then screw the list.
Breaking Bad.
Okay, good.
Is
good,
number
good,
two.
Good. Nice, nice, nice.
So as long as you're happy, then the list is
that's
good.
That's right. It's really good, then.
That's
it's
how
a
it works.
Professionally. Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy.
Since I know that's a recent-ish. Oh, come
should,
on.
Should be on the list, but it's not.
Hey, everybody that loves Sons of Anarchy, find this list and the people who voted for it, and you know what to do from there.
It's on the top 10s. sonsofanarchy.com. That's the name of the website.
So go there and let them know what you think, Sons of Anarchy fans.
Top 10 best TV shows of all time.
Well, I guess if Breaking Bad is on, then maybe Better Call Saul would be on the
Better
list.
Better Call Saul is not on the list. Now I will give you a huge hint.
Mm-hmm.
It includes animation.
Includes animation.
This list.
I was really...
Because I know you probably weren't thinking that.
No,
way.
Saturday mornings when I was in my 40s, in the 90s, I would get up and watch with a bowl of cereal. And One American Dollar, by the way, brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire.
All right, you have three right. I'm sorry, you have two right.
That's right, three right.
Guesses.
No, three right. You're right.
Top 10 best TV shows of all time.
I mean, if you're saying animated, Simpsons has been on since the dawn of time.
Simpsons.
Yes.
Is number one.
Yes. Woohoo.
Now you have two guesses to get one right.
Did I say Game of Thrones?
You did not.
Game of Thrones. Yeah. Woo! Look at you. I can't even believe it. I am not able to believe it. Damn, got me a buck.
One whole dollar.
Ladies, would you like to go out tonight? I'm rich. I got a dollar.
Top 10 best TV shows of all time. Number 10, mm-hmm. I've never heard of.
Oh, really? Really? On this list?
Gravity Falls. It's a Disney show.
Never heard of it.
That was on in 2012, I think.
Never heard of it.
Number 9, The Office.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Number 8, Friends.
Oh, was that post? That was post 90, wasn't it? I was thinking that as an 80s show, but I think it is.
I think it was 90s.
I never ever watched it.
I don't know. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Number 7, The Walking Dead.
Oh, how did I not think of that?
Number 6, South Park.
Sure, of course. Absolutely.
Number 5, Family Guy.
Okay, all right.
Number 4, you got
there's
Game
a lot
of Thrones.
So there's a lot of animation.
Yes, yeah, there's
Game
half
of
them.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones is number 4. Number 3 is SpongeBob SquarePants.
There's my stoner friends.
You got number 2 Breaking Bad, and you got number 1 The Simpsons.
Nice.
Look at you.
I'm going to go spend my dollar right now. I'll be back in 3 or 4 days.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Man arrested for allegedly rubbing his buttocks against a drinking fountain in the Tokyo Park.
Yeah. As well he should be. He should be thrown into the ocean.
It's a 56-year-old.
Oh, dude, come on.
You know when you go to a web page, it gives you the option of listening to the story?
Yes.
I don't think AI has gotten there yet.
Oh, nice.
Because this is the actual reading of the story.
Ah, perfect.
Man arrested for allegedly rubbing his buttocks against water tap at Tokyo Park.
I love her. I think I'm in love.
Yeah. She's got a lot going on.
She does.
You can tell.
And to do this in Japan, that's not going to set well with them. That's just something they don't care for.
The Metropolitan Police Department has arrested a 56-year-old man of Tokyo's Fujinami Ward for allegedly rubbing his buttocks against a water tap.
Buttocks. I have to say, it's not as bad as I was expecting, though.
Yeah.
She's kind of hot. I kind of like her.
The man has admitted to the charge, saying he did it to satisfy his sexual desire.
Oh.
How would that
I guess you get her
work?
Done. You get her done, and then you go and sit down on a bench and watch grandma come up and have a drink. And
that's your sexual?
That's pretty exciting.
Ooh.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know anything about this sort of behavior.
Sure, of course not.
Sure.
The sources said he is suspected of rubbing his anus against a water tap at a park in Tokyo's Setagaya Ward at around 2:20 a.m. on April 1st.
2:20 in the morning.
I would just like to say that anus is such a more heinous word than buttocks.
You know, there are certain words.
Yes.
And the words that your doctor is most likely
to
use.
Why did they alternate and go right to anus?
I don't know. But for some reason, the medical terms, aren't they just more gross?
A lot
somehow?
Of times, yeah.
It's kind of weird.
The
yeah.
park halted the use of the water tap and plans to replace it.
Good for them.
It.
Here they wouldn't
entirely.
Even care.
Hey, dude, don't do that. Listen. All right, go have a nice day. See you later.
At around 3 a.m. on that day, a police officer found the man riding a bicycle with his lower body exposed on a street in Setagaya. The man was arrested on suspicion of public indecency after a picture of himself taken naked at a park was discovered on his phone.
So they're the checking his phone, and the picture of him naked in the park is on his own phone.
And he can't pull him up as he rides home to think about what he's done.
I don't
think about it.
Think so?
To just sit quietly and think about it. But he's got to present bottom there, too. So yes. We got to pull this guy over.
The police later found a photograph of the man rubbing his anus against the water tap and rearrested him on Thursday on suspicion of property damage.
So you want to know what people's, like, if they have anything
if
like
you have
this.
A weird kink. It doesn't have to be this gross.
Or maybe you know of a friend or a relative.
I mean, you know, the spectrum of kinks is so wide from people who like feet to, you know, it's...
Yep. Yeah, I mean, to think that this guy, what he's doing is a turn-on is a new one for me. But
yes.
There's got to be a bazillion of them out there.
I would think so, too.
And I would love to learn about them.
818-955-KLOS. Help Sluggo learn some new kinks. 818-955-KLOS.
What is wrong with human beings? Why can't everybody just be, I don't know, I mean...
Hey, listen, whatever people consent to, that's fine.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, I'll buy that.
We are talking about a man who was arrested for rubbing his buttocks against a drinking fountain in Tokyo Park.
Now, I do not consent to that!
Right, agreed.
But at least they're tearing that water fountain out and putting in a new one.
So,
good for them.
Do you think they will, though?
That's what they say. Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
in Japan, yes.
Sure,
yes.
It's new.
Yeah,
true. Yeah. All right, we're talking about weird kinks. What do you got?
My thing is the reverse kink. you go in with from the opposite direction like you usually see on porn.
Right.
That way she can your ass and balls while you're
Wow.
I don't think that's weird, though. I understand
it. Wow. Wow. All right. Thank you for calling.
I got to find the right video for that, though. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
That was a beep storm.
Hello. My best friend is a phone sex operator, and she's got some interesting kinks.
I bet
fantastic.
She does. Besides doing that for a living, what are some of her kinks?
So, the ground level, she's into fin dom and just general dom. But the craziest thing she's into is if you know the acronym CBT.
Yes, and I hate it. I hate that acronym. I don't want any part of it.
So she just loves the thought of destroying and stomping. And she even sent me a pre-recorded audio of this like fantasy where your entire town is getting invaded and you get captured by a woman.
Wow.
That's the fantasy.
That is rough.
Wow, yeah. And I mean, I would think that's probably born out of hating what she's doing. And, like, I can't stand all these guys I have to talk to.
She loves it, and she's not a man-hater either.
Really?
Completely normal.
Huh. So it's just a fantasy. It's just like, oh, that would be wrong, but entertaining.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
I can't tell you why she likes it, but she certainly does.
Well, I had a girlfriend who was and she was a phone sex operator back in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
and she went completely wacko and started screaming at all my roommates one time and went off the deep end. So do you think she's pretty stable, or?
She's got some other mental issues,
right?
But, like, they're not aggressive mentally.
Right.
I'll say that much.
Except for the fantasy
thing. Hey, if you want to do it in your own bedroom.
There you go.
Yeah. Fine with me.
Yeah, if you're signing up for destruction, then that's where you're at.
Yeah, right on. She's big on consent.
All right, good.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Weird kinks that we can say.
I do not know if Ray Davies of the Kinks would approve of this little topic we have today.
I think he would.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Talking about weird kinks, what do you got?
Hey, is a foot fetish a weird kink?
I don't know, because I think it's a weird kink that a lot of people have.
It is, but okay, let's go deeper. So I was on Bumble one time, and I had a picture of my feet, and this girl, believe it or not, she was like, those are some nice feet. And she was like, talking to me about it, and she's like, tell me what she wants to do. And she's like, I'm in a foot fetish club with a bunch of girls. And I was like, that's the hottest thing ever.
When do you meet?
Yeah, right?
Oh my God. But I'm off the dating apps now and stuff, and I just find, like, so many girls, you talk to them in real life, they're so into it, and they're like, I've even had my toes, like, sucked by girls, and I think it's, like, hot. It's not just a guy thing. Girls just don't talk about it as much.
I'm, you know, to sound really, really stupid, I'm just so ticklish. I would just be laughing my head off the whole time. I'd be like, now my feet are grotesque.
Yeah, do you get
oh, gosh.
I was going to say pedophiles. Do you get...
Stay away from them. Pedicures.
Did you get pedicures?
I do. You know, I always say certain parts of the body require special care.
Agreed. Agreed.
Especially if you're going to be doing that. Well, good for you, man. Right on. Enjoy.
Yes, sir.
Give me five.
And this is Give Me Five. Give Me Five. Hand them over.
Five songs in a row.
And the theme today is Doctor. Songs with Doctor in it.
Yeah, songs with Doctor in the title.
Yep.
But I heard from Gail, and immediately she's suggesting we cheat. And, you know, I like to break the rules.
You love cheating.
I do. So she suggested Doctor in the Medics, Spirit in the Sky. So what the hell? 818-955-KLOS. Anything in the medical profession with a doctor.
Only you start with cheating.
Give me five. Looking for songs with Doctor in the title. What do you got?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, how about Doctor Doctor from UFO?
That is a good idea. Who are you?
Thanks. Brian from Riverside.
Give me five. Looking for songs with Doctor in the title. What do you got?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, how about Doctor Doctor from UFO?
That is a good idea. Who are you?
Thanks. Brian from Riverside.
Kevin, does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, that was a repeat.
I think let's try this one instead.
Hello.
Hi, we're doing Give Me Five, songs with Doctor in the title.
Yeah, I know it's corny, but I love it. Doctor Feel Good.
And it's the annoying guy in the background.
You got it. We'll do it.
Thank you.
All right, we're doing Give Me Five.
Songs with Doctor in the title. What do you got?
How about Doctor in My Eyes by Jackson Brown?
We have four tickets for you to see the LA Kings take on the Anaheim Ducks this Saturday at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. But we'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Play a little hockey trivia and win your way in.
Congratulations to Roy Bellinger, who just got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Anaheim Ducks Saturday night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets.
What's up with Florida?
A Florida man with, quote, will run license plate nabbed for allegedly fleeing deputies at 145 miles per hour.
His license plate said will run?
It's a homemade license plate, but it looks real.
Oh, wow.
Wait, let me have you look.
Yeah, I need to take a look at this.
It looks real.
It totally looks real.
Just
wow.
Says the two words, will run.
Now, first of all, cops love when you make a fake license plate.
That's hilarious to them.
Yeah. And when you're telling them you're going to run if you try and pull them over, they're really on board with you.
He was arrested after he recklessly fled from deputies while weaving through traffic on Interstate 4. He apparently also got a ticket for having a fake plate.
Just a ticket?
What a surprise.
Wow, I think they would hang him by his whatever, his Buster Browns here.
Florida's a hanging state.
No. So when are they going to get this channel for you? You know, these car chase channels. That would be an amazing one.
That would be the
fake plates.
The dude has a license plate that says, will run. Of course he's running.
And they caught him, huh?
They did, yeah.
So will
go
fail.
To jail.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
It's time for What We Learned. In Who's Naked Now, a man naked sitting in a trash can was telling people to put their trash elsewhere and told police what he was doing was completely legal.
And I believe he has a firm, strong case.
Sure.
Everybody should be allowed to sit naked in a garbage can and tell people to throw their trash away elsewhere.
Sluggo won one American dollar by naming four of the top 10 TV shows of all time.
Ladies, if you'd like to go out for a drink tonight, I'm buying.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
And I got to go home and pet the kitty right now, if I may.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. $1,400 is what we have for the KLOS name game.
Yeah, and if you call right this second, you can play our precious little name game and perhaps win that cash.
We will take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
Money, money, money.
The name game, the name game.
Money, money, money.
Money, money, money. Win some money. Come get your free money.
KLOS, who is this?
Curlian.
What is your name?
Curlian.
Curlian.
Curly. Yes.
All right, Curlian, you're caller 25.
What?
So you get to play the KLOS name game. It's $1,400, and we are looking for the name of a sandwich you'd find on many menus.
And the last couple of guesses were tuna sandwich, and I don't know what this is, but a seafood sandwich? What the hell is that? Everything scraped off the bottom of the ocean? So, yeah, so those are incorrect. So what do you think we're looking for $1,400?
Ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese.
Give me ham on five. Hold the mayo.
Oh. I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh, well, you got through once. You'll do it again.
All right.
Okay. Right on, Curlian.
Like he says, come on. $1,500 before 5 o'clock.
The name game. Yeah, baby.
$1,500. We will take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
Do you have that cash on you?
I do.
Should we give it away now?
$1,500?
Yeah,
let's
do it.
The name game.
The name.
KLOS, who is this?
June? Yes.
You're caller 25.
Yes, thank you.
So you get to play the KLOS name game for $1,500. We are looking for the name of a sandwich you'd find on many menus.
Delicious. And the last couple of guesses were ham and cheese and tuna sandwich. June knows we're wrong. So for that $1,500, what do you think we're looking for?
Is it egg sandwich?
An egg sandwich.
Egg sandwich.
Please.
That doesn't help, unfortunately. Unfortunately, please doesn't help in this game.
Damn it.
It has to be right.
But, you know, maybe if it had mayonnaise on it, it would be better.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks
though,
for trying. And sometime between now and 6?
1600.
The name game.
For $1,600, we'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
I love to see it grow. The pot, that is. Well, I like to see the pot grow, too.
Chris, you're caller 25.
Woo!
Get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a sandwich you'd find on many menus.
And Chris, the last couple of guesses were egg sandwich and ham and cheese. And although they sound delicious, those were wrong. So for $1,600, what do you think we're looking for?
Tuna melt.
Tuna melt.
Tuna melt.
Wasn't that an act, a cabaret act back in the...
I don't recognize it as that. Also not the correct sandwich.
Damn it.
Dang it.
Thank you for trying.
Sorry, Chris. So tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
$1,700.
I'm sort of getting a little checked out. You know, I'm going to be taking a week off here pretty soon. I don't know if you knew that. Did I mention
that
to you?
Yeah, you mentioned it. Yeah.
So I'm just forgetting things.
You are spacing a bit.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
It's all right.
Remember when Pearl Jam showed up and played a couple of songs on Saturday Night Live? That was on this day in rock in 1992. At 78 years of age, Bob Dylan got his first number one on a Billboard chart. Murder Most Foul was the number one rock digital song sales on this day in rock in 2020.